and so the trill is the embellishment of the whole tres one. So there's an incredible polyphony here resulting from the tres one, and becomes a complete sound impression when it's presented in repetitive patterns of intonations and passages. Now, these peal images change dramatically depending on the occasion. Funeral, wedding, one of the 12 major feasts. For example, in our parish, we have a whole spectrum of peals that we use for daily rings, for when there's a polyale rank feast, for Great Lent on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, versus pre-sanctified, special rings for the services of Holy Week, and so on and so forth. And that can all be recognized by everyone, because it kind of lends to that whole experience. So just to give you an example of a funeral, which reminds us that perhaps maybe we should start from Holy Week, rather, to show you the contrast. And the Holy Week ringing, whenever next Saturday, this peal will be done when the cross is brought out. And again, you'll hear this peal on Good Friday when the Holy Shroud is brought out at Vespers. And then again, you'll hear this peal at Matins of Holy Saturday when we have the procession with the Holy Shroud. And this peal, I call it the canonic peal, because it's a reminder, as we heard in the Liturgy of St. Basil today, that Christ emptied himself, taking on the form of a servant, becoming subject to our lowliness, that he might liken us to the image of his glory. And so this word kenosis means to empty himself. So the bells are struck from the largest and then to the smallest, reminding us of God's condescension, that he who is the whole universe can't encompass becomes small and concealed within, first of all, concealed within a manger, and then finally concealed within a tomb. So I'll give an example of what that ring sounds like. And at the end, by the way, of that, it never ends with that. It ends with a tres one, with a peal of the bells, because it doesn't just end with that condescension, because, as you know, in our theology, we never, ever, ever have the cross without the resurrection, and we don't have the resurrection without the cross. Even with the joyful hymn, "Having Beheld the Resurrection of Christ," that we sing all of Brightwig, we say, you know, "Sibo pridie Christom rados simu miro." For behold, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. So they're never separated. So this canonic, very solemn ring never ends on that note, but always ends in a peal. This is a longer peal, so we won't get to that. You'll just have to trust me. Holy Friday, Peter's one. Okay, there we go. Now here you're going to hear these giant bells that I talked about. They all have names. The first bell you're going to hear, his name is Sisley. It's probably the most prized thing. Anybody who's learning to ring bells who can go to Rostov and ring this bell, it means, like, I can't think of what that's comparable would be in set. And if you're a violinist, to be able to have a chance to play once in your life, string a bow across a Stradivarius. And that's Sisley.